From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Death toll mounts in Italy. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says at least 120 people died in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. The hardest hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Accumoli. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Morchia. At the Vatican, Pope Francis expressed his sorrow for the people and the cities affected and canceled part of his general audience to pray for the victims. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the United States had no prior knowledge of the recent coup in Turkey and would never have supported the attempted military takeover. Biden spoke to the press after meeting Turkish President Binali Yildirim in Ankara Wednesday. The president arrived in Turkey at a time of tense ties between the two countries. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Wednesday called on the United States to extradite exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who he blames for backing the failed July coup. U.S. Justice Department officials say a decision on the matter will be based on evidence and the rules of the two countries' extradition treaty. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria on Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation. Hours after the heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets around the town of Jarablus, Turkey's state-run news agency reported that rebels had captured one IS-held village. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. Tremors of the 6.8 magnitude quake were felt in the Thai capital Bangkok and Kolkata in India, each about 1,000 kilometers away. Afghan officials say the American University in Kabul has come under attack by unknown assailants. They say scores of students and teachers are trapped inside the campus. The number of attackers remains unclear. Officials have described the assault as a complex attack. Witnesses say they heard an explosion and gunfire on campus, and photographs showed smoke rising into the air. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has praised non-governmental organizations working in Nigeria. Kerry met with representatives of anti-corruption NGOs. Anti-corruption groups in Nigeria have asked Kerry to help speed the return of billions of dollars looted from the country's treasury by local officials. They believe the looted money is in banks or their offshore holdings by the United States and Britain, Switzerland, and other European countries. Kerry told the group that asset recovery is a lengthy, complicated process, but that the U.S. government has lawyers and accountants working on it. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is proposing a new fund to improve the way the federal government responds to the Zika virus and other public health emergencies. The Public Health Rapid Response Fund would allow the president to quickly release money in the event of a public health crisis without having to wait for congressional approval. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump apparently agrees with his rival that Congress should provide funding for Zika, having earlier told a newspaper that he would let some of the funds come in to fight Zika. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Florida, a state that is contending with the disease. Trump also plans to travel to Mississippi, where he is expected to address the concerns of the black community. Pakistani officials are asking the British government to take action against self-exiled political leader Altaf Hussain, who is accused of inciting violence in Karachi this week. Hussain, now a British citizen, has been running his Mutahida Kwami movement, or MQM, from London since fleeing Pakistan 24 years ago. The party represents Karachi's majority Urdu-speaking community. On Monday, MQM activists assaulted offices of three private television stations in Karachi after Hussain delivered a speech by phone ordering followers to stage the violence. The attacks left at least one person dead, seven wounded, including journalists and security personnel. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.